Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
For the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it's hump day with Swanee and friends. Swanee, you guys have had a cracker of a week in the punt. So we're back here for round 19 of the AFL Premiership season punting preview with Swanee and his mates, me and Ralphie. Great weekend last weekend.
Oh, what's new, Stan? It just sounds like a broken record.
Well, we did have one dip, but that's math science, so we're back on the up.
We're still broke even, I think. So, mate, did people actually sell professional AFL tips? Did it have to be, wouldn't it?
I don't see it anywhere, I'm going
to
say.
Okay, well, we'd have to be going as good as anyone, wouldn't we, who actually give tips out.
Mm. Well, I'm delighted when I see people send direct message screenshots, and because for me not to put out, I assume, but I'm delighted when I see that people having $5 or $10, $20 wins, $10 each way on my racing bet, whatever. So we say gamble responsibly, we want you to win responsibly as well.
And yeah, so you had a $10 winner. So yeah, very good weekend. Only 5 weekends to go to fill up, people. So gamble irresponsibly. Absolutely. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Gamble responsibly. Don't do that. That's all right. Well, we knew what you were trying to say there, Dane.
Well, yes, exactly.
We have a fixture. We have a fixture for this week, and all things going well. Hopefully, we can stick to it. So the first game Friday night tonight is Port Adelaide hosting the Pies over at Marvel Stadium down in Docklands. It's a 7:10 PM kickoff. It's meant to be about 10 degrees. Yeah. Port Adelaide are paying $1.21. Collingwood, $4.45. The line is 24.5 minus to Port Adelaide. And the over-unders is 150.5, Dane. Now, you've not been any good with the punt with Collingwood so far.
Yeah. Well, the unfortunate thing is, what the hell is Rockthorne?
Taking a screenshot for the social.
Well, the unfortunate thing is both sides have to travel here.
Correct.
So it's quite the unknown. Collingwood have to travel all the way to Marvel, which I don't like. And I can't get on the right side of Collingwood, but I just look at the other side they're playing, and it's a very simple equation with Port.
Is it?
And I think we all know it. Just look at the ladder, and Collingwood are a long way below Port on the ladder. So that simple equation, I haven't missed Port, I don't think, in a very long time. So Collingwood have got 4 senior players now, 4 young kids coming, which I hope they go really well, but Port fighting for a top 4 spot, I can't not back against Port based on the pure fact that they're above Collingwood on the ladder.
And it's Travis Boak's 300th game, isn't it? But we don't, on this show, we're not huge on milestone games.
I'm bigger on them than Sam Newman, I think they lift for him, and just Travis Boak played for one of the big 4 Melbourne clubs, I think he'd be regarded as a much better player than what he is because he plays at Port over in SA and like doesn't get the attention that he would if he played at Collingwood or Essendon, Melbourne, you know, one of the big clubs here. So fantastic player. Congrats on 300. Fucking tough to get there. But I think Port get the job done for him.
Rough. Math scientists always be very wary of whatever you say at a Collingwood game. It's one side I've got Freo wrong all year, you've got Collingwood wrong all year. Port are really getting their season together, that is obvious, and the line has moved a lot. A goal is a big move in a week, 18.5 to 24.5. The roof is closed. Collingwood, as we discussed in part one, letting their team play a bit and trying to see what's there. They've got young kids who are probably going to take the game on. Over is it's a low line, 150.5 with the roof closed and Port really putting their season together. So if they split Collingwood open, I think they're going to score a massive score. And if they don't, it means Collingwood's going to score well. So, let's face it, it's the average of 75 goals, 75 points each. Can they cover that? I think easily. So I think that's a good one to take the over, 150.5.
Well, Saturday sees Carlton hosting North Melbourne. Carlton are paying $1.47. North Melbourne, $2.69. The Linus, -12.5 to Carlton. The over-unders is 165.5. This is also being played at Marvel Stadium at 1:45 p.m. on Saturday, Ralph.
Yeah, so can we trust Carlton yet? And there's two ways of asking that question. And one is, can we trust Carlton actually kick straight? Which I don't think we can. They're shocking in front of goals. And I always put the caveat, I was never had any ability whatsoever. But at the moment, they are just not confident in front of goal. They played well against Collingwood in being able to overhaul a big lead. But North are playing well too. Just North are now playing for their coach. It's like they've taken the whole year to get on board, both from a young perspective and doing what they want. They've been playing well against the Western Bulldogs, against West Coast, they obviously beat. They played well against Essendon up there last week. And you're getting two goals in with Cunnington back into the side. And he's just such a great player for them. And so I think North at the line, 12.5.
I've got a fun fact for you, Dane. I didn't do all of the research for you, but this has no bearing on the outcome of the game, but the Mackay brothers are playing against each other for the first time in 6 years. Isn't that bizarre? First time.
Only facts related to the outcome of the game, please, Samantha.
Yeah, can we fact. Make money on it? Yes or no?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm guessing he'll play on his brother, will he? Or because Robbie Tarrant's out, that's a big out. Mackay should have a field day. I'm the complete other way. What I try and do for anyone who wants to know why I'm so successful at this, I don't look at the lines first. I just look at what I think that would be, and then whatever, so I thought this was going to be about 4-goal head start to Carlton. So for me, in my head, 12.5 is under. So that's why I'm picking Carlton line. So that's how I do my betting. I have a guess at what I think is going to be, what I think where the team would the line would be, and then I just work back from there. So Paddy Cripps in, he's a reasonably solid in, you would say. Carlton's third best player. And Robbie Tarrant out. I think Carlton are going well. And remember, North, they're competitive, but I think, I reckon a 3 or 4 goal win here by Carlton.
I mean, what you said is something that's vital to do for everyone, and that is make your own opinion and then check the market. So that's actually a very, very important thing to do, because and then you compare your opinion with it.
Yeah, and I don't mind the under here. I think Carlton are keeping I actually seen a football stat, so this may work against me. I was just flicking past the telly last night. Lee Montagna was, Joey was said, like, in the last 4 games, Carlton have kept their opposition to, like, 57 points. And the previous 13 weeks, someone was like 87. So their defense, now that could fuck me listening to footy stats, but 165.5 is a big line for a team that means Carlton have to kick 100, which they could. But so I like the under as well.
Fair enough. Well, moving on to the next game, the Brisbane Lions are hosting the Gold Coast Suns up at the Gabba. It's a 3:10 p.m. It's going to be 22 degrees and sunny. Brisbane are paying $1.21. Gold Coast, $4.45. The Linus is -27.5 to Brisbane. And the over-unders for this one, Ralph, is 160.5.
Me again?
Okay.
No, it's Dane's turn. Go, Dane.
You can go, Dane.
Can I go?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm not convinced of Brisbane without Adams and Hipwood.
Really?
Even though they're back at the Gabba, I think they win this game, but I don't think they win it by more than 5 goals. So I'm saying Gold Coast, they're not great, but they're just scrapping and holding on. So I like the Gold Coast. Yeah. This could be a math science game where Brisbane come out and blow them out of the water. But I'm just taking a 5:27.5 head start with not very much confidence, but I am.
I'm with the Math Science, actually. Now, Brisbane, obviously, why were they so short last week against Richmond? So that is because they was fully expected to bounce back, but Richmond played out of their skin. All right, so there's that one. And they got beaten by Brisbane the week before. I think they're ready to show their real best, whereas compared to Gold Coast Suns, they have played out of their skin against the Western Bulldogs, against GWS in Ballarat, and against Richmond beating them. So I think they are due for a downer, and if they're due for a downer, Brisbane will pile on the goal. So I do like Brisbane at the line.
Brisbane at the line.
One of us will be right.
Yep, exactly.
Well, next game still on Saturday afternoon over in Perth. The Eagles are hosting the Saints. West Coast are paying $1.39. The Saints, $3.02. The line is -15.5 to West Coast. And the over-unders for this one, Ralph, is 158.5.
Better the round, West Coast. They're back at home. You know, as Dane was saying earlier about Port, there's some simple equation. With West Coast, it's home on a good track. So against the Kangaroos, there was two things there. Not only was it torrential conditions and the Kangas came to play, but West Coast had five ins that day, and I don't like so many ins. So now that they're getting a bit of cohesion together, they got back on track against Adelaide. Conversely, St Kilda got a monster injury list, and now Marshall out with COVID isolation. Gee, that's a new one for 2021, isn't it?
Yeah.
This could be a very big result, because they're doing something in Perth which is foreign to us here in Melbourne. It's called crowds. So once the crowd gets right behind the West Coast, as we know, when they get on a roll, they can really put a side away. So I don't think their season's yet shot. The latter says that's not the case, obviously, given they're seventh, and this gives them a chance to really put on a big one. So 15.5, I do like West Coast better the round.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you, Ralph. I tipped out of that last week, so I refused, even though I knew West Coast were going, should have won that game. It was just my spike better the round. I couldn't pick them until they showed me something. And they showed me something, even though they beat Adelaide, who were back to being the worst side in the league. Yeah, I completely agree. I think West Coast, Royal Marshall, I think, once again, I've heard these stats that when Marshall and Ryder play, they're like 5-1 or something. When they don't, they're obviously a lot worse. So, once again, I thought this was going to be about a 4-goal thing, but I guess, yeah, 15.5 West Coast all day. And I don't mind the under as well. I'm on the under on that game.
Well, the next game sees the Melbourne Demons hosting the Western Bulldogs over at the MCG at 7:25 p.m. It's going to be windy and 12 degrees. Melbourne are paying $1.84. Western Bulldogs, $2. The line is -2.5 to Melbourne, and the over-unders is 147.5.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I like Melbourne. I don't know why. Melbourne seems all sides Melbourne have lost to have been shit sides. Now, whether that's a mindset thing or whatever you want to call it, I don't know how people in media say it's going to affect them, because guess what? In the finals, they don't have to play them.
No.
I'm not sure they have to play this 17th ranked side when the finals come. So whether they don't lift for good
mind
sides.
Mind you, Hutchie gets his way and he has his 78 wildcard rounds leading into
that. Yeah, well, exactly. But, yeah, so the good news is for Melbourne supporters, they don't have to play the shit sides in finals.
Yeah.
So whether it's a mental thing or it's they just don't turn up or like fucking think they're going to roll through, whatever it is, that's fine. But when they play the good sides, they obviously come with a better competitive mindset or whatever it is. Who knows? But they're playing a very good side, the Bulldogs. So on that reason alone, I'm taking Melbourne.
So when you get things wrong, and when you get things right, afterwards you should say, how close was your thinking right? So last week I said Melbourne at the unders against Hawthorn, and the game was going to be on Saturday afternoon when it was pissing down and sideways, and somehow the rain missed it on Saturday night.
Perfect night for footy.
Correct. So this week I'm going with the Weather Bureau again, and it looks like sleet on Saturday night, and I'm pretty confident it will be. And it's also predicted to be very windy. Now, I know the MCG is a little bit wind protected, but particularly with no fans there, I just think this is going to be such a torrential condition that 147.5 is not anywhere near close to what will be a scrappy dogfight. And unders, I'm very confident in. I'm putting that as part of my multi.
Fabulous. Well, there you go.
Go Dees.
Go Dees. Moving on to the next game, Adelaide are hosting Hawthorn over at Marvel Stadium, 7:40 p.m., 7 degrees and raining, but obviously the roof will be closed, so the rain won't really affect it. But it's fucking cold in Docklands. Adelaide is $2.37. Hawthorn is $1.59. The line is plus 8.5 to Adelaide, and the over-unders for this one is 162.5, Ralph.
Yes, and without 20-odd thousand people warming it a little bit. Conversely to what we said with MCG, and as Sam said, the roof's closed, but 162.5 is a very big over for two pretty ordinary sides. Mm-hmm. Now, just because the roof's closed, the roof isn't going to kick any goals for these teams. I know I haven't played footy, but I reckon that's the case. Adelaide's past four games, 56, 21, 59, 73. Hawthorn, similar low-scoring side. So what are they going to do? They're both going to shut it down and try and win the game. So I think unders is a very nice bet, under 162.5.
Scares me when we both agree, Ralph.
No, I've got a good record like that.
Scares me when we both agree, but I thought the exact same thing. Two very ordinary sides. But yeah, so I like the under. If you want to pick a team, I'd take Hawthorn with a minus 8.5, just because another stat. I must be hearing stats all the time. If you take out the first four rounds of the year, Adelaide are by far the worst side of the season. So with no confidence whatsoever, I'd take Hawthorn. But my pick here is the unders.
Well, Sunday footy, we head back up to Metricon Stadium and we see the Swans hosting the Fremantle Dockers. The Swans are paying $1.30, Fremantle $3.57. The line is minus 20.5 to Sydney, and the over-unders for this one is 159.5. It's going to be fine and 20 degrees up there, Dane.
Is it? Well, there you go. I thought Sydney were going to cost me again on the weekend. I didn't even want to watch it. But once again, I'll reiterate that Sydney are legit. It took me 16, 17 weeks to get my head around that, but they're a very good side. Freo, not so much, especially away from home. I think Sydney cover the line here. There's a sense of a math science game coming up from Sydney. Like there's a whiff of one coming. But I'm not sure it's this one. I think it might be next. I don't know who they're playing next week, but I think it might be next week. It's just got a sense about it. So I'm taking Sydney at the line here.
Wow.
I think it's got a big, big, big math science about it here. So for a couple of reasons, and one thing I haven't even touched on yet. So what happens is the betting markets just look at facts and figures, right? And rightly so, because you say, oh, well, this team's here, this team's there. It's COVID, and these teams have been put right out of their whack. These players are put right out of their whack. So you're going to get some upsets that make no sense whatsoever, because that's human frailty for you. That's way above just normal form. You know, I mean, when I'm doing horse form, I don't have to worry if a horse's partner's expecting or whatever. You know, like these players are being put through hell at the moment, and I think that's going to lead to some big variance in the scores. And I think this is the case here with Freo. They probably got back last week, Swanee, because they'd been stuck in away from Perth for a few weeks and went, oh, I think, fuck, we're at home. Meanwhile, Geelong went over there and ripped them a new one. I'm always wary also the week after a big emotional win. And Sydney had that big emotional win, as you said, coming from behind against GWS. And they're
being, always like to do it.
What's that?
Coming from behind.
That's it. And you threw me there. And they have been up since the bye. So they played really well against Port. They beat West Coast, beat Western Bulldogs, beat GWS, coming from behind. So I think from that perspective, I think we'll have to be very wary. And 20.5 is a good start. Yeah. Let's remember Freo were backed in the favouritism, and they had their math science down last week. So I like Freo at the line 20.5.
Just note to the listeners out there, Ralph has not got Freo right all year. So listen, maybe there's a math science that you're going to get it right. If you keep backing them. If you keep taking them at the line, eventually you're going to get one right. Max Sion, that'll work.
Or again,
so you keep picking Freo that you're going to get it right once, whether it's in the plus or minus.
Well, the next game
different this week, right?
Well, the next game sees the Geelong Footy Club hosting the Richmond Tigers at the MCG on Sunday afternoon, 3:20 p.m. kickoff, 12 degrees and showers. It's $1.37 to Geelong, $3.14 to Richmond. The line is -16.5 to Geelong, and the over-unders for this one, Ralph, is 154.5.
I said just the previous game, be careful, the emotional win. Richmond was the emotional win last week, did it without Dusty, going off, Jack Riewoldt, 300. They were big odds for a reason. Their form wasn't good, and it's back to the wall stuff again for them now. Geelong have been up against Freo, against Carlton. They've come back from interstate. They're probably due for a bit of a downer, and what we do know is the weather's going to be sleet. That line, 154.5, they will not be covering that. I'm very confident on this one here. So unders is the bet, 154.5.
Yeah, I agree with the unders, absolutely. If on the proviso that it is raining, if it's a dry day, I wouldn't touch it. But I've liked, when I did my best this morning, I liked Geelong, 16.5 with no Dustin. But then a wise man once told me sometimes they play one game, they get up, without their superstar, they can lift for a game.
Yes. Look at Cripps last week. Same thing with Carlton. Yeah.
Well, he's not their superstar. Sam Walsh is and Mackay. But in saying that, I think maybe he just might be just too big to cover. And all the things you just said, and Geelong are flying. They're probably the favourites to win it. Would you say? I haven't checked the betting, but I like Geelong to cover the three goals here, but I do like the under as well.
Well, the final game of the round sees the Essendon Football Club hosting the GWS Giants up at Metricon Stadium for a 6:10 p.m. kickoff. Essendon are paying $1.60. Greater Western Sydney, $2.34. The line for this game is -7.5 to Essendon, and the over-unders is 163.5, Dane.
It's a big over. It's a big total, but so I'm tempted to take the under there. But I like GWS at the line for, I don't know why. I think Essendon have been up for a bit. Lockie Whitfield back. I think they've got a couple of good players back. GWS. Toby Green, I think he's still out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that hurts. But yeah, I like GWS to cover the 7.5, and I don't mind the under.
Wow.
I was nearly with you. If Green was playing, it would have been enough for me. But yeah, I know I'm being a broken record, but there's a reason. I know that what's been happening is that the scoring just keeps cascading down. So I think there's another unders opportunity. In this case, in perfect weather, the line is high, 162.5, and I don't think these sides are going to cover it. So I think
163 I've got now.
Yeah, 163.
Okay, there you go. Even better. I'll take that point. 163.5.
And Shane Mumford's in. They don't lose when the big mummy's
in.
That's
true.
Throw their weight around. Lockie Whitfield and Jake Riccardi. I think he's a St. Bernard's boy, Calder Cannon's boy. So, I like Essendon. I may Essendon fuck GWS.
You like GWS the line, and I like the under. So
I like the under as well.
Do I do a racing bet?
Why not?
Well, before we get to the racing bet, let's get your multis and your bet of the round. Well, Ralph, we've got your bet of the round being the Eagles, but let's just go over it for everyone. So, Ralph,
my best bet is West Coast, yep, and my multi is West Coast, obviously. Melbourne and Western Bulldogs unders, Geelong and Richmond unders, and Freo at the line is my multi. It's a four-leg multi.
My best bet was West Coast at the line, but you've taken that, so we'll give another best bet. Well, I'll take Carlton at the line as my best bet, even though West Coast was. my multi, Carlton and West Coast at the line. The Hawthorn game under. Sydney and Geelong to win, just to win.
Lovely.
Wonderful. And then, Ralphie, finish us off with a racing bet.
Oh, well, so this is there's right, the main race at Caulfield. All my work is racetrackralphie.com.au. And again, you can pay what you want. As in afterwards, you can decide if the information was good or shit. If it's shit, you can claim back your voucher. I don't care. But race 8, number 7, the best gear change in racing. Not blinkers on, it's Jamie Carr on. ICRN, there's four or five chances in the race, but again, I'm trying to look for a bit of value and a nice each way bet. I think ICRN's going to sit second line right behind the leaders, and that will be the A1 position tomorrow at Caulfield. Peel out and be very, very hard to beat. And like I said, because it'll be about 6 or 7 to 1, I think it's a nice each way bet on the gun jockey, Jamie Carr.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ralph, for your wisdom and insight. And same to you, Dane. But don't forget, if you are having a bet over the weekend, please do so responsibly. And we'll be back next week for round 20.
All right. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.